few letters that survived, and he was a very literate guy. The letters that survive are mostly to his mother. And
wow.
He's writing his mother and saying, well, why don't you write me? What's going on at home? How's my sister doing? And he would say things like, did you get the money I sent you? Leaving the question open, did he really send any money or not? And then at about the time that he starts his career as a guerrilla chieftain, the letters stop,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing. There's nothing that is written during his time as a guerrilla, with the exception of a couple of letters he sent to the Confederate command. There's one report that he did on the Baxter Springs massacre,
mm-hmm.
and in it he promises a fuller report of the affair at Lawrence, and that apparently never was written. So.
Huh.
He wrote lots of letters until he became a guerrilla, and then he fell suddenly silent, with the exception that he wrote lots of poems for people that he met, particularly young women. But he stole the poems. He would cage lines from Byron, for example, and pass them off as his own,
uh-huh.
changing them slightly. Instead of, my boat is at the shore, he would begin with, my horse is at the door.